The other day I was asked about heroes I admire, and I realized something weird. Whenever I'm asked this question, I automatically go to the past. I search for my favorite amongst the truly amazing heroes from 50, 100, or 500 years ago. And I just started thinking to myself, why haven't I ever thought about somebody I know in my life today when asked that question? Why do I always go to the best of the best in human history? Well, I don't know. If I'm being asked about people I admire, and I'm assuming the rule is it can be anybody living or dead, then it only makes sense to go to the best of the best. But it's also true that if you ask me directly, my first inkling would be to say that I don't know any amazing people personally. I hear their stories, I read their biographies, but I don't have any personal relationship with any of them. Nothing could be more wrong. I have a tendency to not appreciate the strength of some of the people in my life. People I interact with daily, or people I've gotten to know over the past few years. I'm probably saying that I don't know anybody awesome out of habit, not out of an actual interest in analyzing that question objectively. If I just took a step back from my automatic response, I would find pretty incredible heroes littered across all of my memories. I've had two truly amazing bosses in my career out of about five different jobs, and I can appreciate everything that they are in hindsight and everything that can truly be admired about them. I can clearly see how special they were and how many impressive things they've accomplished with their lives. Listen, on the one hand, some of that was inevitable, because I worked for them when I was young, and I didn't have anyone to compare them to. But you know what? Even as a young person who didn't know any better, I also think that when we're in front of amazing people, we still prefer to focus on their faults. And if we don't pay close attention, we could easily walk around life only paying attention to people's faults. It's not something we decide or even want to do. It's just something that comes natural. It definitely happens to me. I'm put in front of somebody amazing, and I prefer to think about their faults. I completely ignore everything there's to admire and learn from, and I prefer to tear them apart inside my head. This person is so stupid for acting this way. They need to learn this. They need to figure this out. Like I'm perfect. Like anybody's perfect. Not even those heroes from 100 years ago that we admire are perfect. I don't care how many times somebody's mentioned in a history book. They were not perfect. If you knew them, you'd find a million faults too. You'd be like, stupid Abraham Lincoln. Never grabs his underwear from the floor. Keeps his desk so flipping disorganized. Cannot pay attention when you talk to him. That guy never appreciates his employees. Who cares? Who cares? Nobody's perfect, but look at everything that is right about them. Look at how far they have come in their lives. How many awesome things they've accomplished. Why do I prefer to focus on people's faults? Why don't I give people a break when they screw up? It's so easy to give people a break and understand that a fault is always gonna be there. No, they're not the perfect boss. Yes, they're making a million mistakes, but I make 1,000 mistakes too, every single day. And if I look at this situation even closer, I can see the same pattern in my relationship with myself. I don't think I'm perfect either. I'm very hard on myself. I apply the same ridiculous standards to myself as I do to others. I also expect perfection from myself, and I'm also always disappointed when I fall short. I spend my days walking around thinking, I'm not doing this. I keep messing up in this and that way, and I also don't always appreciate my great qualities, all the ways in which I've changed and learned and grown, everything I've accomplished, all I should be proud of. It goes both ways. Many of my ridiculous standards are completely unnecessary, but this one is not. I have to start giving people a break when they screw up, and I'm not at all in the habit of doing that. I can be polite, I can be respectful, I can even be diplomatic, but none of that matters if inside I'm still judging the hell out of everybody. And you know what? Life has connected me with real heroes too. If I told you their life stories, what they did with an idea, how they left their mark on the world, how they influenced so many people with beautiful transformational work, you would be proud of them too. These are amazing individuals. true heroes, and I always admired them, but I never gave them a break when they screwed up. I always focused on their faults. My internal monologue dissected their mistakes for years and years and years. This is something I need to change. And you know what? It shouldn't matter if somebody's a hero or not. Whether or not I think I admire them, everyone has accomplished many things that come hard to me. Everyone does the best with what they have. Even when they're majorly screwing up and I can see it, and I can't help but criticize it, I can still give them a break. It's so easy to give people a break. Why don't we give people breaks? Why don't we do that? Why don't I do that? How many times is it actually necessary to be offended, to be frustrated, to be angry at somebody for making a simple, inconsequential mistake? Why do I need to let them know? And why do I need to stop admiring them when they do it? Why are we filled with so many strict and ridiculous expectations for our coworkers, our bosses, our family, our roommates, and our significant others? I know, it's easy to say and hard to implement. I can have a moment of clarity all I want, but I'm gonna go to bed and wake up and within seconds get completely pissed off at the people in my life for X, Y, or Z reason. But you know what? I think a state of mind where 99 times out of 100 we give people breaks and don't take things personally and just find something in everyone to appreciate is completely attainable. I know I can make myself that way. I agree that it's hard, but I will never agree that it's impossible. I've actually met people like this, and I want to be like this. I want it, and I don't care if it's hard to implement. I will get there as soon as I can. From now on, this goal is as important to me as my career, my health, and my finances, and it will get just as much attention as all those other things. Godspeed from Andrew Gabelich at Teledipity. Thank you for listening. This is a bi-monthly podcast about non-religious spirituality, about motivation, about your life's mission. For 3 years, Teledipity has been producing this type of content for our 20,000 subscribers on the Pocket Life Coach. If you like this content, you should head over to teledipity.com and check out more of what we do, what we believe, and what we are putting out to the world. I will see you on the next podcast, and maybe even on our Pocket Life Coach. Thanks again for being a part of this.